Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. Carvana makes car buying easy. Isn't that right, hun? Dax? Dax?
Sorry, did you know about this 7-day money-back guarantee?
A week to evaluate seat comfiness, you say?
A week of terrain tests? Yeah, I can test the brake pad resistance at variable speeds.
Make sure all the kids' stuff fits nicely.
Make sure our stuff fits nicely.
Oh, the...
Right. Still need to buy the car. Getting ahead of ourselves here.
Buy your car with Carvana today.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Matchmaker for you. We are all bringing some of our favorite book characters that we think that you should pick, and we are going to pitch them to you in a very fun game of matchmaking. But before we do, what are we reading? What are we drinking?
I am drinking water out of my to-be-provided Stanley cup.
Thanks, Tubi. Love.
Thank you so much, Tubi. Have I seen this movie yet? No. But do I think of it every time? Yes. It's a very crisp, clean water. You know, I put ice in it. It's very refreshing. I went on a 5-mile run this morning. Everyone listening, all my run heads out there. Yeah, 5 miles. Really great. Oh, negative splits. Heads. It was amazing. Only got chased by dogs twice. Or technically one time. Two dogs. Oh, yeah. Lots of dogs in my neighborhood. And what am I reading? I am reading 2 books. I low-key am forgetting the name of the first one that I'm doing on audio. The Summer of You and Me by, don't know the author, I got it on Libro FM. It's a book, you know? And I don't mean that negatively. I mean as in, like, if I feel like this is a book that people would pick up at a Ralph's in California in the mass market paperback section. Like, mm-hmm. You're not, you know, it's just a story. And that's all it's meant to be. It's about a woman.
You know why that is?
Why?
It's because I was like, look, because I told you guys before we started recording, I was looking for like an audiobook, and I was like, what's that one Kendra's reading? So I looked it up, and I was like, why is this giving Christian fiction?
Is it?
your face. So I looked up the girl. I don't think it's Christian fiction, but she does write for like Hallmark to make them into movies.
Oh, that makes so much sense. Okay, so it's about a girl. Why is this giving Christian fiction? I need to look up the author. Hold on.
Denise Hunter, I think is her name.
Yes, it's by Denise Hunter. I wouldn't be shocked if it was Christian fiction, because they have had conversations of like, you know, we have the same like political and religious views, but they never expand on them. So like, if you told me that was what it was going to turn into, I'd be like, well, but it's about a woman whose husband died. He was a medic in the military. He died in, you know, overseas, typical military propaganda type shit. And she's at a carnival 5 years after the fact, and she sees a person that looks just like her husband. So now she's determined to figure out, who this guy is, like if it's her husband, if he's still alive. However, her brother-in-law, her dead husband's brother, is in love with her and helping her. And so that complicates things a little bit. And they have the woman has a kid. Like I said, it is a book. It is a story. If this was a Hallmark movie, yes. I could picture myself watching this like in 2007, summertime, nothing else on TV. It'd probably be like my favorite movie as a kid. But yeah. And then I am reading an arc of Some Kind of Famous by Ava Wilder. I am not far into it, but so far, so good. I missed her writing a lot. Like I was reading it. Oh my God, I went to a coffee shop. I was in my Brandy era. I went to a coffee shop and I was working and I was reading and I was just like highlighting so much. And I was like, whoa. I haven't done this in a minute. but yeah, I am excited. We'll report back, because those of you keeping up, that was on my manifestation/goals list of 2025, was to enjoy Ava Wilder's latest release. So fingers crossed that this momentum sticks through till the end of the book. But yes, that is what I'm reading and drinking.
I also have just watered this morning. In my Love Island water bottle, as per usual. I think I'm gonna have to retire her soon though, because or at least my name is gonna like come off very soon. Uh-oh. On that bottle. So it's just gonna be a straight up white water bottle, which there's nothing wrong with, but
a white water bottle. And let's find you a home.
And I'm reading an arc of The Irresistible Urge to Fall for Your Enemy by Bridget Knightley, which is like a fantasy rom-com. And I think it's like a, yes. And I think it is a Potter fan fiction. I think it's Hermione, just based off of the cover, because the guy has like really white hair. But yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm probably going to finish it today. I was kind of like really confused by some of the fantasy world building, because it does have like a very small glossary in the beginning of it.
I'm just like, it's so interesting because this author already had such a massive fan fiction fan base that so far I've only seen people like clamoring for this arc in arc trading groups.
I know.
And B, saying it's the best thing ever written. So I'm excited for it to hit the masses of people who don't, who hadn't previously read like the non-published version.
I mean, it's cute, it's fun. I think it would be really good on audio, because like I've read a couple fantasy rom-coms before, a couple by India Holton, and they've been like a good time. But yeah, some stuff I'm just like, I don't fully get what's going on, queen, but you know, I'll keep pushing. So that's what I'm reading right now, and that's it. Yeah,
love. I just last night finished Breath of the Dragon by Fonda Lee and Shannon Lee, and I just had really, really high expectations for it, unfairly, because I just loved the Greenbone Saga by Fonda Lee so much, and Untethered Sky by Fonda Lee, which was a short story that she published a couple years ago. So I just went in being like, ah, seated for my next great fantasy read, and it was good. It wasn't great. I will be seated for the next book, so I'm hoping, and like, I've never had to wait for a Fonda Lee book in a series before, because I started reading the Greenbone Saga shortly after the last book came out, so I was just able to like power through all of those. So I do know that Jade City is slower than the rest of the books, so maybe it'll pick up in the next few. But yes, and then I made some really good headway in All the Right Places last night. I'm back in my reader era. I know, crazy. So I'm loving that. I think I will finish it probably today or tomorrow, and yes, I'm having a great time. I love it so much. But yeah. But anyways.
Oh, Brandy, where are you at?
They just agreed. She just agreed to be his partner for the project. And she just set the guidelines of like biking or walking to everywhere. We're not getting in a car, all that stuff. So I'm about like, I think it's around 40%. So yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
They're good. Yeah, they're so, it's, I had very different expectations going into this book of like what type of characters they were going to be. I don't know. I feel like she's doing such a good job of like, it's obviously a YA book, but it's so, it feels so complex. I don't know. Like Finch is such a good character.
Bro, he's so, like, I love him. He's such a good character. Jennifer Niven's just a good writer. Like, she has new YA coming out this fall that I'm excited for, but yeah, Finch is great. And I love how it's structured. Like, oh, I can go on and on. So yeah, glad you're liking
it. Yeah. I'm having such a great time. And then I'm drinking a brown sugar London Fog this morning.
Wow. London gal. So yes, as stated at the beginning of this episode, we are going to be playing our version of a dating game. So if your love life sucks, if you are dating someone right now that you're like, that person's a fucking loser, or you just want to spice things up, you want a person on the side, because we have both men and women today, we are going to be pitching you some of our favorite book characters for you to date. So we are going to list out some of their attributes, some things that we think make them stand out, and you can pick who you want at the end of each round, and then go to our Instagram at Bring Your Own Pod and tell us who you picked from the most. So Brandy's gonna have her three people, I'm gonna have my three people, and then Kayla's gonna have her three people, and we are so excited. Picture like a 90s sitcom whenever they would play this, where like you have the wall set up and the contestants on one side and then like three other options on the other side. That's what we're doing. Honestly, I feel like the guy from The Hunger Games. I don't know his name. The host.
Caesar Flickerman.
I was going to say Stanley Tucci. I was like, wait, that's the actor.
Well, Stanley Tucci.
Caesar Flickerman.
Yes. Yeah. I'm Caesar. We are all little Caesar Flickermans today. If it wasn't for the baby.
Yeah.
Gagged.
Gag of the century, actually.
Bro. Okay. So who wants to go first, ladies?
Round one.
Round one.
I'll go, sure.
Okay, Kayla, contestant number one.
I don't like setting the bar low, but let's go. Okay.
Yes, you're pitching us. Let's do this. Yes.
All right. Round number one, person number one. Let's get into this, girls. Okay. So this person is a Scorpio, okay, who are known for their intensity, passion, and loyalty, okay? So if you don't like Scorpios, just hear me out, okay? Just keep listening. Just keep listening.
This is like pop the balloon. My balloon popped.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Also, do you appreciate the finer things in life? This person does too, okay? So much so that they're willing to break the law. Hot, right? That's kind of hot, okay?
Okay.
You know?
Scorpio, yeah. Criminal. Okay.
This person will come up with the perfect nickname for you, okay? It won't be cringy. It will be really hot. It will, like, knock you off your feet, okay? You'll swoon. Got it? If you like your person with a little bit of mystery, this person's it, okay? Half the time, you won't know what they're up to, or you won't want to, and you know what? That's fine, okay? You like the air, the aura of mystery around this person, okay?
Oh, I forgot who this was. I unpopped my balloon. I know who this is. I unpop it.
Too late. You popped it. He's mine now. He's mine.
No!
Okay. Also, I just have a couple more left. This person knows how to throw a party, okay? If you enjoy social gatherings, you'll like this person. However, this person also isn't afraid to move you to a secluded room and have some fun if you want to get away, you know, have a little time to yourself, okay? And just a little bonus that I wanted to throw in there, they'll work out with you on the Stairmaster, you know?
Just fun, you know? I love me a Stairmaster. Yeah.
That is person number one. I hope that was incredibly enticing for you girls. So
wow. Okay. If you don't know who that person is, wait until we're done with Brandy and I's picks, and then we will reveal them. But if you already know, hold on to that tight. You only get one person, mm-hmm. so you haven't heard our other options yet.
Yeah.
But damn, I unpopped my balloon. Scorpio. My dad's a Scorpio. I need to stop. They get a bad rep online. Drake's a Scorpio. Ooh, maybe
Remember,
not.
They're really passionate.
They are. Okay, Brandy, would you like to present contestant number two in round one?
Sure. Contestant number two. They've got some tattoos that traditionally would probably be a red flag if I saw them on a random man walking around Boulder, Colorado, because it seems like everybody with these tattoos seems to have some commitment issues. Mm. However, this person has made some choices. We're standing by them because their tattoos look good on them, okay? They have an accent that you might not traditionally associate with being an extremely hot accent, but everybody agrees it's weirdly hot. This person could read the phone book to you and you could enjoy all the different fun pronunciations. Also, rumor has it that they're very talented in the bed, like pretzel you type of talented in the bed. Mm-hmm. So if you're into being tossed around a little bit, this is your person.
But my back hurts.
Exactly. He's like, I can fix that for you. If you're into chaotic, good energy, mildly regrettable ink, and someone that could probably make you blush just by saying the word aluminum, this might be your person. That is my contestant number one.
It's so funny because, like, Kinder, you said, I unpopped my balloon when I did mine. I don't remember who your guys' people are either. So, like, we like, said who our people were going to be before we, like, started recording, like, a couple days ago. And I already forgot. But when you started talking, I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
I know the
tattoo
who that
one.
Is. Yeah.
The tattoo thing was so true, especially about the Colorado, living in Colorado thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know we said that at the end of each round, you can only pick one contestant, but we're all Sabrina Carpenter fans here. One? If you want a trip to Paris, you can take one.
Let's do it.
Because right now, I feel like we're going to Paris.
Yeah.
So I'm going to present my contestant. Honestly, not going to lie, not as strong as the other two contestants, but I wanted to do someone different, someone unconventional, maybe someone we forgot about. So my first contestant, you know, they are a hard-working individual. Some would even say I would say, self-made. They grew up an activist, and they really made a name for themselves. However, they are also a workaholic. They work a lot. So if you are someone that values your free time, you don't want someone breathing down your neck 24/7, this might be the person for you. If you are needy, like the Ariana Grande song, maybe this person, I don't know. However, this person's also not afraid to get down and dirty in public. So if you are into that.
In public?
In public, yes. Public. Sometimes in like a flower field somewhere. They are very well traveled.
Oh my God. can we do all three? Hold on, wait a second.
So this person, you know, they like that. They're into it. They're very passionate. However, if you piss this person off, they will hold a grudge for a very, very, very long time. They have loyal friends, too, who will help them hold that grudge. And lastly, if you want to live out your Olivia Pope dreams, this is the closest you're going to get. So take it or leave it. And that is my contestant number one.
Three strong contenders. Wow. So listeners at home, you are going to choose contestant number one from Kayla, contestant number two from me, or contestant number three from Kendra. Really think about your answers, okay? Now that you've made your choice, ladies, let's reveal. Okay. Kayla, after you.
Mine, I feel like maybe the last point might have given it away, but you know, I had to throw it in there a little bit. But my contestant is none other than the Julian Hates from the Magnolia Parks universe. I love him so much. What a hot man. Wow.
Do you love him as much as me? Because like I named my dog after him. So I don't think like, I don't think that like, you know, I think I'm like my love.
I don't know. I'll fight. I can fight.
You can. Okay. Yeah. Meet me outside.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's go.
Are we going to meet in the middle from San Antonio? Oklahoma? You
want to meet in Oklahoma? Let's kick ass. In no man's land, that little stretch in Oklahoma, we'll meet there.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. See you soon.
My contestant was none other than Lucas Bloomquist from Deep End by Ali Hazelwood. If you do not remember the specifics of his red flag tattoos, he has like the trees, like a tree line tattoo, the mountains and trees from his like backyard of his dad's house or whatever it's from. But yeah, there are so many men in Boulder and Denver with those tattoos. I'm like, you look like a walking red flag. They also have a mustache and one of those flat brim hats that's not a trucker hat. Do you know which hat I'm talking about? And yeah, his weird hot accent. I will say though, I heard somebody recently speaking with a Swedish accent and they did not sound like the audiobook narrator for Lucas. So I was like, that narrator was just a talented man. Like he was really just doing his darndest. So
Lucas
for that country.
What a guy.
And lastly, my contestant was none other than Miss Lennox Hunter herself from the Kingmaker duet by Kennedy Ryan. Yeah, I love her. Forgot how much I loved her until we wanted to do this. And I just feel like she'd be a good time. Unfortunately for all of these contestants, they're all taken. So in
by their soulmates. Like,
by their soulmates. Like that's the thing, right? Like what?
Julian.
Mine's not.
Oh, but okay. But I feel like Julian's even worse because he's not.
Because he's just beat a whore. Right
like,
now.
If you. So, for Julian, if you want really despondent, emotionless,
there to. Whoa, whoa, whoa. He's thinking about somebody else.
Yes. Wait a minute. Then he's the man for you.
Girls, don't sell yourself short. You may be the one for him. Like, you don't know.
I think Lennox, Lennox and Lucas, oh my God, else. Lennox and Lucas, they like. How would I don't even like Lucas on a dating app? I can't like he's just too intense for that.
Oh, he would hate that.
Lennox though would try, and then Maxim would fucking like this sounds so bad, but he's like toxic like that. He would like find her account, like he would make a profile just for her, and like he would know, or he would get like he would hack it somehow, like he would shut that shit down.
He'd buy the company.
But this is our game, and for the sake of this game, they're all single. So pick your contestant, go to our Instagram, let us know who from round one you would choose. And then we're going to do two more rounds, and you can tell us out of all the rounds who your number one pick would be. Because maybe none of those contestants interested you. Maybe you're a Julian Hayes hater, which is insane if you're listening to this podcast. But, you know, we respected it. So round two.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Kayla Ann, who is your second contestant?
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Do you have daddy issues? Ooh, this person does too. You guys, you guys can bond over that.
Oh.
Bonding. Trauma bonding. Fun. Okay. Second, this person loves a hot tub. Okay. Especially if you have a screened porch. They love a good hot tub. Okay. Do you need your house decorated? This person has you, okay? They'll find the perfect item. They shop small, you know, support small businesses, support local businesses, okay? They will decorate your house. It will be the most gorgeous thing you've ever seen. You'll be featured in a magazine, okay? This person loves to dress up, but they can get down and dirty, like best of both worlds, okay? Best of both here. And lastly, if you ever come across a wild animal, this person will protect you, okay? Because they have experience and they know what to do. They know what to do, okay? So,
are we both running away? Is that the protection? Like...
Yeah, wait, no. Hold on.
No.
I think I'm thinking of the wrong person.
I don't know.
Or I just don't remember this book the way that I thought I do.
And that was Kayla's second contestant. Woohoo.
Mm-hmm. All right. My contestant number two. This person is crash out royalty. They are going to have a crash out. It's going to be fun to witness, and it's going to provide you great entertainment. They're going to leave you laughing. Great attribute in a date. Speaking of dates, this person is going to plan extremely specific dates that are tailored just to you. They're going to be everything that you've hoped for and dreamed of. And yeah, it's going to be real life. You're going to be wondering, is this all pretend? No, this could be your real life. This person likely would get your name tatted on their ass and on a whim if they're feeling extremely in love with you. Maybe they're drunk. Maybe they popped a couple pills in Ibiza and they're having a bender weekend where they're trying to drown their feelings and they're missing you. So maybe they're going to get your name tatted on their ass. I could see that as a real possibility for this person. Their hair color might deter you initially. They're going to win you over with everything else going on about them. Yep. So that is my contestant number two.
You know, I think contestant person. Number two, if we were playing the game Baggage, you might find out some other stuff, but that's not this game. So
contestant number two might come from a family of the underground.
Questionable.
A giant city.
Might not be over someone when you start talking.
Might be deeply in love with somebody else. Actually, let me change the getting your name tatted on his ass. You're going to pull down getting his pants. Someone else their pants. Their pants. And they're going to have somebody else's name tatted on their ass.
Girl, I would actually like crash out so bad if I like was hooking up with someone and I saw that. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Wow.
Yeah.
What a great contestant. I have a feeling that your contestant, Brandy, is a fan favorite.
It's my favorite.
Or will be a fan favorite. Yes. My next contestant. Now listen, ladies, I am speaking specifically to you. If you have trouble deciding on what to wear and you're like, damn, does this look ugly? Like, does this go? Does this combination go? Like, do I look good? This person, you don't have to worry about any of that. You can go out looking a hot mess. You know why? They can't tell what the fuck you're wearing. They can't. They're gonna say that you look good. You want to dye your hair a different color? Babes, you can dye whatever color. They're going to say it looks good. So you can be your ugliest self with this person. I mean, face wise, they can still clock you, but color wise, they can't really do much. Secondly, If you love a glizzy, oh. I am a glizzy goblin. I love me a good glizzy. This person works at a place where you get the best glizzies. Okay. Some would argue the best glizzies in the country. So great. You go to their place of work specifically to get a glizzy and a beer and have a good time.
What's a glizzy?
What's a glizzy? Hot dog. Brandy, a hot dog.
I've never heard anybody call a hot dog.
You've never
a
heard that before. Never in your life.
I was like, is this a euphemism for blowjobs? Are you calling your ear like, I love me a glizzy? I
love me a glizzy. Yeah.
You've never heard that? Really?
No, I've never heard that before. Okay, good to know. Wow. Sorry, keep going. Agree with your statement.
I love that this is being educational.
oh my God.
And lastly, this person will encourage you to go after anything you want in this life, and they will make adjustments for you. Oh, and then since I shared this about the first contestant, I'll share this about this contestant. They love to get down and dirty in a place where you might be seen, you might get caught. It's the thrill of it all. Okay, so if you like fireworks, glizzies, and being able to dress however the fuck you want because they can't tell what the fuck you're wearing, this person is the person for you. Thank you.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Love. Enticing. Love that. Okay. Time for reveal.
Yes.
Now, okay. My person, Brandy, who did you think my person was? Because you said that it maybe it wasn't. Who...
I thought it was maybe, was it Willa?
No. Oh my God, no.
Oh.
I mean, okay. I love, Willa. I love hot Willa. Tubs. I love her, but no.
She said, fuck no.
Well, that, she loves
Oh, that's
loves
actually, okay,
she
that's a good throw.
Yeah,
good throw.
That's sorry. I thought that you chose Willa. I almost chose Willa. Yeah. And that's what it was. I almost chose Willa from Heartless by Elsie Silver. That girl loves a hot tub. I'm so sorry. I forgot who your person was.
No, no worries. My person is none other than Miss Calla Fletcher from The Simple Wild. Duh. Calla Fletcher loves a hot tub and her screened-in porch, which Jonah was against at first, but then he came around, you know.
He came.
Kendra was rolling. Yeah, okay. And Kendra was rolling her eyes at the fact that, you know, she could protect you from a wild animal, but you know, grizzly bear, she's come across many of those in her time, so
she
can help
time.
You out. She know well. Is that grizzly bear alive? No. So, there you go. Love her.
I love
Queen.
That.
Next.
Mine was Mr. Christian Hems, Crash Out King of the Century.
Yeah.
Which, if you don't remember from Daisy Hates 1, the reason he was crashing out in Daisy Hates 1 by Jessa Hastings was because Daisy was on a trip with her ex-boyfriend in Italy, and he was going on and on about how Italy sucks and pizza sucks and the color of their flag is stupid. And
one of the best chapters of all time. Yeah.
Love him. And like his special date that he planned for Daisy in chapter 40 of Daisy Hates One, where they were imagining what their life would be like if they were both normal. They're not normal. But yeah, love that. Love that book. Love that man. My number one book boyfriend of all time. Love him down. Mm-hmm. But yeah, unfortunately, that man's never choosing me. It's Daisy every time. So
I mean, he's kind of in the same boat as Daisy's brother, Julian. He'll fuck you. He'll say another bitch's name.
She sure will. What a whore.
Yeah. Man. My contestant was none other than Mr. Isaiah Rhodes himself. I love Isaiah.
It took
me
a second
to
remember who yours was.
Yeah. He is my favorite Rhodes brother. I think he's a superior brother. And he's colorblind. So, ladies, again, any color combination you want to wear, you can get away with. God, he's great. Yeah. What a good character. Also, it was announced recently that Liz Tom 40 is releasing a book for the side character Monty, who is like the, I don't know, voice of reason in the series for, the coach, voice of reason for the Rhodes brothers. I don't know how I feel about it. I think it's, you know, it might be the best thing she's ever written. I just was kind of ready to exit out of the Windy City with her. I don't think he's a guy that needed a book. I think we could have seen his love story play out, you know, as and you were focusing in on other people. But I also thought Rio didn't need a book. I haven't read Rio's book yet, though, so I might still feel that way at the end of it. But, yeah, let us know what you guys think if you saw that news and have thoughts.
It's interesting because, like, the concept of the book, like a workplace romance where she's the boss, but she's, like, a new boss and he's been around for a while. Like, I love that dynamic. I'm excited for the dynamic. But our friend Cash in our group chat, who's at Cash's Kindle on Instagram, was just saying that, like, she posted about this when everybody was begging for a Monty book when Caught Up came out. She was like, not every character needs a book. I'm very much agree with her, but I'll read it. I'll be reading it, so we'll see. But I want her to write a non-sports romance.
Me too. Or like, well, I can't even say write a different sport, because she did basketball, hockey, basketball, and baseball. So she's kind of like hit up major ones. I mean, what's left for her football? But what else can she offer? I don't know. Also, it's interesting that it's coming out a year from now. So I don't, maybe she'll write something else in between. I don't know. We'll see. Gianna, darling, where's that sports romance? You promised
us. Oh my, I keep forgetting about that. That's crazy.
Yeah. Where is it?
Yeah.
Like, deadass, where is it? You said you wrote so many books. So you go listen to our Gianna Darling episode. She said she wrote so many books and that there was a sports romance coming out. We tried to guess it. We couldn't get it. Where is it at? Because we got another Mafia. Congratulations. Thank you. Where's the sports?
It was going to be diving. And then Deep Ed came out. She's like, fuck. Yeah, she's like, just kidding. We don't know what it is. I think we guessed swimming and she was like, nope.
It's going to be like fucking like cricket or something. Like, you know, she's Gianna. It's going to be something weird. Like, and then they're going to, like, have sex in the most, like, bizarre place involving an instrument that you use in the sport. Oh, my God. Imagine if it was a basketball romance. She's shoving that basketball up her pussy. Like, you think I'm joking? Gianna would find a way. And it would be the most liberating moment of that girl's whole.
They're going to climb up the basket, somehow have sex, like, on the net or something like that.
He's going to use the net as, like, restraints or something. Like,
tie her up with his laces for his shoes.
Oh, Gianna, we just gave you a slew of ideas. Make it happen.
Yeah, girl, give us credit. Dedicate that book to us.
That's so funny. Then when people read it, they're like, what the fuck? You guys came up with it? No.
No, that was not.
Not me.
What do you mean she shoved a basketball for pussy? That's crazy.
We're like, yeah, that's weird. Who would do that? We scrubbed this episode from the internet.
All right. Anyway.
Guys, pop over to our Instagram. Right. Pause. Hit pause right now. Pop over to our Instagram. Did you choose Miss Calla Fletcher, Mr. Christian Hems, or Mr. Isaiah Rhodes? Go tell us which one you picked. All right. Our last round.
Okay. All right. Contestant number three, round three. So, last contestant had daddy issues. This contestant has mommy issues. So, you know, bond over that one. Okay. This person, I'll tell you right now, is 28 years old. And, you know, they'll like anybody, but bonus points if you're older. Okay. Bonus points for you. They like that. Okay. This person will spend hours scouring anywhere for the perfect gift for you. They're incredibly thoughtful. They will literally do anything, go anywhere to find the perfect gift. Okay. If you find calloused hands really hot, you will be like all over this person. Okay. Body is sculpted from hard work. This should also tell you that they have really, really good stamina. Okay. So keep that in mind. And lastly, name what it is that you need help with. They will figure out how to do it, okay? No questions asked.
Don't know how to open a can? They
got you. No. Okay. Hold on. I was going to say something a little bit better, but, like, you know, if you need a table built, they got you from scratch, okay? You need a souffle made, they'll make it for you. If you need your car fixed, okay? You need a sweater knitted, you need a website coded. Doesn't matter. They will figure out how to do it, no matter what.
Let's okay, no, the website will. Coding was a touch too far.
No, they'll do it.
You know that man does not have access to a computer. Oh,
yes, he does. Yes, they do. It doesn't matter. Like, my point is that, like, however, whatever they need to do to, like, please you or help you, they will do it. Okay. And that is contestant number three.
Love. All right, my contestant number three loves long walks. You thought I was going to say on the beach. No, false. This person loves long walks in New York City with overpriced coffee, dodging tourists, busy. They're on their phone. They're looking down. You better get out of their way when they're walking down the streets of Manhattan because they're not looking up, okay?
They're running over, actually.
Nature, no thank you. The only hiking this person does is up and down the stairs of the subway. Or especially when the escalator is broken. But honestly, this person probably doesn't take the escalator. They're like stairs, you know? That they're a stair type of person. Yeah. They're a little bit mean, but in a hot way, right? Like if somebody messes up your order at a restaurant or you get the wrong coffee, they're going to be the one to go up and politely, kindly, but firmly say, please correct my date's order, right? So if you have social anxiety about that stuff, they're going to do it in a way that the waiter isn't going to be like, what a asshole. No, this is going to be, it's going to be firm, but it's going to be getting the job done. If they roast you, they mean, that means they probably like you. And if they don't, then you're probably not even on their radar. So you better hope that they're a little bit mean to you. Okay. Last little tidbit is this person cares a lot about what you're wearing. Unlike Mr. Isaiah Rhodes from the last round, you better be dressed to the nines, right? Shoes, pants, top, everything better be looking great. Get flannels out of your closet if you're going to date this person, or they will be throwing them away for you. Are you wanting to go on vacation? Why? Everything is in New York. Why would you need to leave New York?
Why?
Why? Yep. They're also very nice after you. I feel like I'm listing a lot of negative attributes. That's why I like this person so much though. Right? So they're a little bit cold at the start. Once you get to know them, they're going to be soft, warm, puddly, and they're going to get you on your Peloton. They're going to get you working. So, yeah, that's my contestant number three.
Love, 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 love. My contestant number three is someone who is so very near and dear to my heart. When I first discovered this person, I thought, yeah, you're it for me. Like, this is... So, pitching them to listeners, it hurts my heart a little bit because I should be the one being able to pick, and this would be my number one pick. Anyways, do you love health insurance? This contestant does too. So, if you are without health insurance or you're in need of health insurance, this person, they're going to get you that health insurance. You know how much I pay in health insurance a month? Almost $300. Fucking ridiculous. That's about to change soon, but it's fucking ridiculous. This person, I wouldn't have to worry about that. I would be on their plan. Secondly, this person, if you are someone that craves stability, okay, you want someone that has, I don't know, tenure at a nice university. Yes, yes, I know, sounding good. You want someone whose name gets published in papers, grants, who is besties with some of the brightest minds in the universe. Exactly. You see how this is all adding up? Yes. And then lastly, this person will acknowledge your desires in every way possible and make them work for you. You think that you're not into something? Oh, just wait. They will help you discover it. Or maybe you're not into something. They'll respect that. You will be so sexually compatible with this person. It will be insane. We love a respectful person. And when I get to the end of this and when I reveal who it is, I will say respectful, insert king or queen. So.
Respectful royalty.
Yeah, respectful royalty. And maybe you're like an East Coast baddie and you want to be an East Coast baddie. I would move across the country to be with this person. Actually, I wouldn't, because they would pack up their life and move for me if I asked for it. So, period. The UT Health Science Center, we need a physicist down here. And yeah.
Yeah.
That is my contestant number three.
Yeah. Didn't a position just open up at UT Sciences because that corrupt, crazy person from the same universe? Sorry, I was about to reveal something.
Oh. You know what? Actually, maybe, but that's in Austin. I'm in San Antonio, so we are not making that hour drive every day. They are going to move to the medical center here in San Antonio and go work at UT Health Sciences and just be the baddie that they are.
And I like that you're like, you can pick up your whole life and move to Texas, but I'm not going to move an hour. Like, we're staying in San Antonio.
I just bought a house. Hell no, I'm not giving this house up. I just moved here.
Hell no.
Like, give us some time. I mean, unless they want to build me a house somewhere, you know, get some land. They would do it too. They would. Oh my God, they would. And then they would, like, they would, you know, now we're just, yeah. Science would be
now
involved.
We're just writing stories.
Yeah, this is fan fiction. I didn't know.
Wait, yeah, wait, Kendra, I thought this was for our listeners, not for you. What happened?
Oh yeah, hold on, wait. Wherever you are, they're moving to you.
Yes, wherever you are, they're moving to you. So I just I just put myself in your shoes so I could paint a very very vivid picture.
And
that way you can see what this person is willing to do for you. So there you go.
Yeah, I think for a second we lost sight of what we were trying to do here. Set up our listeners. I mean, I understand it. I get it. I would too. But yeah, you know, we're here to help our friends.
I could be set up. I can have some, you know. We could all be set up. Hello. Hello.
All right. That was round three.
That was
our last three contestants. And we will reveal. You probably already know what some of them are. But, okay, mine was, again, none other than the kindest of kings, Daniel Grant from Party World by Abby Jimenez. My personal ultimate book boyfriend. But, you know, I'm really being quite gracious here and trying to set him up with some other friends. Unless, hey, you don't pick him, then good. Yeah, or not. I don't know. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love him so much.
In this universe, Alexis never came back.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I believe he would learn to code a website. He would do just about anything for you. So
he'd have to go buy a new laptop because you know his laptop is from, like, 2014. It's one of those thick-ass Macs.
Oh my God, yeah.
It doesn't even
No, it's not a Mac. Are you kidding? It's a PC.
It's a PC or so, right? It's one of those HP ones where the bottom is black and the screen is silver. It's, like, two-toned. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, my God.
He's like, I haven't charged this thing in forever. That's so funny. He calls it the interwebs. Just kidding. He's not stupid, you guys. Sorry. Mine was Miss Nora Stevens from Book Lovers by Emily Henry. Love her down. I love that she's kind of mean, and I love that she knows what she wants, and she wants New York, and she's not moving to you. You're moving to her. So I hope you're happy in New York. She's not picking up her life and coming to you like our last contestant. So yeah, I just love her so much. I love that she knows what she wants, and I need to reread that book so bad. Yeah.
Miss them.
So originally I was going to do another contestant, and then I realized that you guys were going to do contestants that were like your ultimate book boyfriend. So I was like, oh my God, I have to do my ultimate book boyfriend. So I changed my contestant on the spot to, I changed my contestant to Jack from Love Theoretically by Miss Allie Hazelwood. Health insurance is so sexy, you guys, especially when you don't have to pay for it. And yeah, I just feel like he would do anything for the one that he loved. I mean, this man was literally fighting off feelings because he thought his brother was in love with the girl that he was just like instantly attracted to. And if that's not like a sign of good character, I don't know what is. And he's just like so smart and funny and has a good group of friends. He confides in his friends. He's tall. I feel like that's really important. Like, you know, the male loneliness epidemic is real. So many men don't have friends. And if you are entertaining a man.
That's how they get in the alt-right pipeline.
Yeah, if you're entertaining a man that does not have friends, you need to run for the hills. Like you need to say, hey, who are your friends? Guys refer to their friends as buddies. Be like, who are your buddies? And if he doesn't at least name two guys, run. If he names a girl, well, one of Jack's best friends is a girl, so I can't red flag you there. But keep that in mind.
But Jack chased Elsie down for like three straight blocks.
Yeah.
To tell her she's just my friend.
Yeah. So God, Allie Hazelwood, what a man that you wrote. And Lucas, that's crazy. Who's next for her? Like, where else can she go after those two? What's the other guy from Not in Love?
Eli.
What a waste of a good name.
I'm excited for this old ass man in the new book that's coming out next month.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that comes out in May that we have no cover for. And she didn't publish it on Wattpad. Like I don't know what's going on over there.
She couldn't post it on Wattpad.
I'm being so dead ass. Like, cause that's what, you know, that's what Colleen Hoover did. Colleen Hoover did that with the sequel to Maybe Someday. Her readers wanted it so bad. She just put it up on Wattpad. That's to me hilarious. Is a woman of the people. I mean, I'm not trying to be like a, but I just think that's a good move to do if you really want your readers to have access to something. So we'll see what Allie does. I mean, she's a fan fiction girly, so maybe she will find a free access way for people to read it. But if it comes out, we'll read it and we'll tell you about it. So, Now, once again, you're going to go back to our Instagram and tell us which one of these three contestants.
Pause.
Yes. Oh, yes. Wait, what?
Oh, no, sorry. I was just saying
pause the episode. I thought you were telling me to pause.
No. Stop.
Pause.
They don't love you like I love you.
Like I love you. Wait.
So you're going to pause and go back to our Instagram and tell us which one of these three contestants you would pick. Mm-hmm. And then also tell us, out of everyone you've heard here today, we will have them all listed on our Instagram. You might have to slide to see them because we don't want to spoil them on the first slide. Tell us who out of all the people we mentioned is your ultimate pick out of this dating game. And also, I feel like that would just be so much more fun. Like, I'm surprised like a publisher hasn't done that already. Like a fictional dating, and then like hire actors. Ew, no, that would ruin it. Oh my god, if they did it with like the voices. So if you had like Zachary Weber, like,
oh,
like, you know,
hey girl.
Oh, no, Teddy Hamilton characters though. You get axed. But everyone else, they can do it.
If you guys had to pick someone, because obviously we all picked like our ultimate like favorite romantic interests. If you had to pick somebody, let's actually do, you had to pick somebody from the other people's lists. Who are you picking?
Mm-hmm. Brandy from you, Lucas, easy.
Okay. I think I'm picking either Isaiah or Jack.
I think I'm picking Isaiah.
Yeah, he's such a good one. Like,
he's a good one. Ladies.
He's just like so funny. He's sweet.
I know. Like,
I love a sense of humor.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would handle not being the funny one in a relationship, though. Always have been. So fun. If you guys had to pitch us a date, who are you setting us up with? Please tell us over on our Instagram. At this point, you're leaving 4 separate comments on our Instagram
if post. You're keeping track,
round 1, yeah. 2, 3, and then you're telling us who you're setting us up with based off of all of that. Based off of all of that.
Technically 5 separate comments, because then you're going to tell us out of everyone who you're setting us up with.
Yeah. You're supposed to pause after every single round. So these are all separate. Yeah, yes. Separate comments.
So this should have been the longest episode that you've listened to so far, because we've told you to pause so many times. And we're expecting you to like really sit and like deliberate, because like we sat and deliberated these.
This is serious.
And, like, yeah,
this is
really think
serious.
About it, take it in, internalize it, and then decenter it, and then put it out into the universe. And then tell us. Yeah, because, you know, it's almost summer. We want you guys to be snatched up with like a cute little boo thing. Who cares if they're fictional? The world is literally going to shit. Your boyfriend isn't real. Who cares? Who cares? This is the year that all girls are supposed to start fucking robots anyways, right? Remember that article from like 10, 12 years ago?
Yeah,
it was like a big thing on Twitter. It was like, by 2025, women are going to be having sex with robots more than they are having sex with men. So
let's do it.
Ladies, anyway. If we all come together,
literally,
we can be the change we want to see. But yeah, if you enjoyed listening to this episode, we had so much fun, and you would like to hear more, once again, head over to our Instagram and let us know. But this time, DM us. We love chatting with you guys one-on-one. Never be afraid to DM us. Kayla, oh my God, I forgot to tell you, someone DM'd me today. One of our listeners DM'd me today. And they told me that Severance is worth the rewatch, because they were listening to our Q1 reading recap where I said I was going to rewatch. But you guys need to know that Kayla literally told me, don't watch it. She said she's over it.
Because
she doesn't want me to watch
it. I was sick of it. Kayla
reaches a point where she goes, never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
No, because I don't want her to resent it. So I'm just like, forget it.
As of, because she knows that that's what happened with The Infernal Devices. So she's like, I want that to happen with Kendra? No. And as of this recording,
even though she promised, but it's okay, continue.
As of this recording, the Pit finale just aired. Hell yeah. I'm about to put my parents on that. Loved it. Oh my God, great TV. Great TV. I can't wait for Emmy season this season. I will be tuned the fuck in for that cast. So if you enjoyed listening to this, go let us know. Rate and review this podcast 5 stars, please. We love doing this, and the reviews help us out so much. And it means the world to us. So thank you guys for listening. We had so much fun. Or what's it, Hillary Duff? And that's my life. Thank you so much for listening.
So much for watching.
Oh, so much for watching, listening. And we will, see you on the next one.
See you next week with a very fun guest. Woo-hoo! Yay. Woo! All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.